Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we keep on rolling in the NFL. Week number 8 begins tonight. Joe O, Sammy P. And it's going to be the Minnesota Vikings and the LA Chargers. And to look ahead to that game and the rest of the card, whether we're talking about prop betting or fantasy, who better than to bring on Paul Charchian, at Paul Charchian over at X of Guillotine Leagues, friend of the program living up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Charch, how you feeling, man?
Not good about the Vikings tonight. I can tell you that much. I do not see a victory coming. I think there's a lot of things working against Minnesota in this particular matchup, and I'll give you some prop plays to try potentially take advantage of some of these specific individual matchups that I believe really lean Chargers tonight.
Okay. Well, you throw that out there. Let's just get right to it. What do you like?
Okay. Well, let's start here. I want to go begin with Quentin Johnston over 41.5 yards, and his anytime touchdown is plus 170. I'll throw this out as just a hedge. This is high risk because there's so many receiving options in the Chargers offense. There's 4 legitimate ones. But he's got a unique matchup. He's physically imposing. He's 6'3", 210 pounds. He wins contested catches. He boxes out small defenders. The Vikings have faced 2 similarly built receivers this year. DK Metcalf went for 126 yards and a touchdown. And then last week, AJ Brown, 121 yards and 2 touchdowns. So big physical receivers have gotten it done against Minnesota because they don't have a matchup for big physical receivers. The 2 Vikings starting cornerbacks are small. Byron Murphy is 5'11", 190. Isaiah Rodgers is 5'10", 170 pounds. So Johnson can win one-on-one battles with those guys with his size. The Vikings have 1 larger cornerback, but it's Jeff Okuda, and he's awful. He has allowed a 100% completion rate in his coverage this year. Pro Football Focus ranks Jeff Okuda 152nd at the cornerback position. So no matter who matches up on Johnston, he's got a winnable matchup. And he's the 9th most used receiver in end zone targets in the league, almost 1 per game. So Johnston over 41.5 yards and the anytime touchdown plus 170.
Charge, we need your help here. And maybe you're looking for some help when it comes to the same subject. It is not really fantasy or prop betting related, though it does have something to do with your Vikings. I don't understand the emergency quarterback thing. What is going on? You're either good enough to play, you're healthy enough to play, or you're not. This was a situation on Sunday. It's the situation tonight. J.J. McCarthy, Wentz has been in. We know he was injured, all that. But he's healthy enough to be the emergency quarterback if 2 quarterbacks go down. But he's not healthy enough to play. What is going on? Is this a soft benching?
It is not a soft benching, but there are shenanigans happening here, and I'll explain what is going on. Original timetable for McCarthy back when he suffered the ankle sprain week 2 should have put him on the field last week, week 7, coming out of Minnesota's bye. And if the Vikings thought he was going to miss more time than that, they should have put him on IR, right? Because that would have freed up a roster spot. If they thought he was going to miss more than 4 weeks, IR would have been the answer. But they didn't do that, which is interesting. The most probable explanation, Occam's razor, is that he had a setback on the ankle and nobody's talking about it. He's still walking with a limp right now. And if that's the case, if you're the Vikings, why not just say he had a setback? Why all the cloak and dagger? Why continue to let these conversations, soft benching conversations, continue when you could have just said, he had a setback on the ankle? That's it. That's all you had to say. But the Vikings haven't done that, despite the fact that clearly, if your ankle injury is still not right and you didn't put him on IR, that's almost certainly what happened. And the other part about the soft benching that doesn't make sense. It's not like Carson Wentz is playing so well that you're leaving McCarthy on the bench so you can have your better quarterback in. Carson Wentz looked awful last week. So the soft benching does not make sense. It's not that. He almost certainly has had an unannounced setback, and that's what's going on with J.J. McCarthy.
How good Sam Darnold been last two calendar years, huh?
Oh, God. Well, that's the other talker in Minnesota. So keep in mind, the Vikings finished last season with a lot of different paths at quarterback. Luxury, really. They had in their camp, they had Sam Darnold, who right now is an MVP contender. I know the betting odds don't look like it, but he absolutely is. Then they also had Daniel Jones in their building, MVP contender right now. They also had Aaron Rodgers, who wanted to play for the Vikings, and they eschewed him. And they went with J.J. McCarthy, who to this point, through 1.5 seasons, they've gotten 2 games out of and 1 good quarter of play from J.J. McCarthy. So Viking fans are pretty salty about it looks like the Vikings have, at least in the short term, prior to us really knowing anything about J.J. McCarthy, they've managed to thread the needle to the worst possible quarterback solution that they could have chosen.
One more Vikings question for you before we move on to the rest of the card. I know you've got some props that you want to discuss as well. I started looking big picture. No, I'm not on KFan today, but I just started looking big picture at the Vikings and the rest of the schedule. And, you know, it's funny. We spend so much time in the offseason. Okay, this is the easiest schedule. This is the hardest schedule. We have no idea. None of us know. We can look at win totals and projections and all that stuff. We're all just guessing, right? Nobody really thought the Indianapolis Colts were going to be a top 5, top 6 team in the NFL. But here we are right now. That's exactly what they are. They're 6 in Super Bowl odds. It's no joke. And now you're like, whoa, the Cowboys, they're better than we thought. That's a top 3 offense in this league, no doubt about it. We're going to Seattle. Like, there are people saying that they could win the NFC. That's how impressive they've been on both sides of the ball. So it was a tough schedule to begin with, and now the games that you thought you were going to be favored or have a really good chance of winning, those are a lot tougher. Like, I'm looking at the upcoming games chart. I ran right to the win totals. I'm like, what is the updated win total on the Vikings? 7.5. Are there 4 more wins on the schedule? I don't see it.
Not apparent wins, and they get Baltimore week 10, the Vikings do, at home. By week 10, this Baltimore team's going to be healthy. I mean, you know, the reason they've struggled so much has been almost entirely and directly related to all their injuries. That's not going to be a factor by week 10 in all probability. So that game, which for a little while looked like it was winnable, is going to be harder. Bears rounding into form now. Right. So they got the Bears week 11. Bears starting. It looks like Ben Johnson is pulling that team all together. He's establishing his new Montgomery and Gibbs in the form of DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. That team's starting to come together. There's not one game left on the Vikings schedule that you can point at and go, that's probably a win. They are all either grinders or they're tilted away from Minnesota the entire rest of the schedule.
I'm looking at this list you sent across. You got the running back unders in both Cleveland and New England. They play each other. Coincidence, or you shorten both guys separately?
It is coincidence, and let's talk about it. My favorite play of the weekend from a prop standpoint is Ramondre Stevenson under 17.5 rushes against Cleveland. Patriots offensive line struggling. Ramondre tends to do exactly as well as his offensive line allows. And against the Browns, that's going to be very little. And when Ramondre flops, he flops hard. He's had 3 good games. He's had 4 bad games. In those 4 flop games, He's averaged 22 rushing yards, 13 receiving yards. He is one game removed from an 18-yard game. And his flop is absolutely in play. Here's Cleveland, the best run defense in the league. They're number one in ESPN's run stuff win rate, number one in Pro Football Focus's run defense ranking, number one in rush defense success rate, number two in rush defense EPA, and number one in yards before contact. And when he does have these flop games, he averages seven rushes a game. Seven. He's only topped 17 and a half rushes one game all year. That's it. I don't even know what we're doing. 17 and a half over under on rushes seems, you know, he's got to have an elite out of the ordinary game, and that ain't happening against the Browns.
With Paul Charchi in here on BetSweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. That game actually is kind of fascinating. It's a large point spread, and you certainly understand why because of how well the Patriots are playing right now. But you've got Drake May, who has now entered the MVP conversation. Like, he's on the fringe with Baker, right, who didn't look great the other day. And he's performing to a high level, Drake May is, but against weak teams. You have a weak team, but you have a great defense. So I'm fascinated to see this one. Is there any hesitation? Has Drake May just been so good, he's a lock-in guy, opponent doesn't matter? Or do you look at it this week and say, he hasn't faced a defense like the Browns. Maybe if you have another option, it's worth considering.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're starting Drake May. First, we start him all the time, no matter what, at this stage, because you know the rushing receiving combo is just so good for him. But also, the way you beat the Browns is through the air. Just talked about how impossible it is to run on the Browns. It's also really, you know, they're a mediocre pass defense and an elite run defense. They're going to pass a ton in this game. Lots of volume coming. There's some strong individual matchups as well, including Stephon Diggs. Kayshon Boutte is a possible play as well for this team. We're going to see enough volume here that we're going to start the elements that we would normally start from a fantasy standpoint against the Browns through the air only. You're not going to touch Ramondre, as I mentioned, in the running game. And Sam, you alluded to Quinshon Judkins. Can we hit on that for just a minute in a game that I think will be difficult for him? Do we have time? All right.
Of course.
Over under 71.5 rushing yards. We're going to take the under here. Patriots, everything we're seeing about the Patriots now, and they look like a playoff team, and everybody's talking about Drake May, MVP, totally legit. The other thing that they've done to change their fortunes is they've turned into an elite run defense. They're seeing the fourth fewest rushing plays overall. They're allowing the fifth fewest fantasy points to runners. They've got the fifth best run defense EPA. The third best yards before contact. No runner has topped 49 yards against the Patriots. And this number is 71.5. I think people are reliving last week's Browns game in the rain when that's all anybody could do was run the ball. Patriots are 7-point favorites. And if you think it's going to be a one-sided game, the game script tilts away from Quinshon Judkins. He also doesn't catch. So I don't like Judkins anywhere near this number of 71.5 rushing yards. We're taking the under.
Go ahead, Sam.
There's a book hanging $1.95 on Lamar to score. Not throw across the goal line, of course, as you know. I understand we want to wait and see. But we ain't going to see 195 a lot on Lamar. Are you interested in an anytime touchdown?
I don't think he's playing. So, I mean, there's that. So, you know, I think your risk level here, you know,
really?
You get your ticket back if he doesn't play. So, well, that's, I don't know, that seems to be the area it's going in, right? Did not practice yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He was out there. He was out there because I'm here in Chicago, as you know, and Bears fans were freaking out about it. Like, oh, no, yeah, we might get the Lamar game coming back.
It might get him back. I mean, you know, the whole thing changes if it's him versus Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley. Plus 190 is awfully good. Now, a hamstring injury in theory would limit him, but plus 190 gets to be pretty compelling for a guy who's usually sitting at probably, what, plus
130
most weeks?
Yeah.
So there is something to be had at that price at plus 190.
You know, that one makes things complicated for sure. We'll see what happens on tomorrow's injury report, the final injury report of the week. But are there any specific quarterback situations that really stand out or they jumble things, whether it be receiver or anything? There are so many spots. You know, we got a new quarterback with the Jets. We don't know about Kyler. We talked about the Vikings. Now Bryce Young is out. Jaden Daniels now out. Like, just it messes a lot of things up. And we have six teams on bye, Charge.
We got six teams on bye. Can we talk about Justin Herbert tonight?
Mm-hmm. Please
Let's do it. So his line is 250.5 yards, which is second highest line. It's a big number. But I think there's a chance this Vikings defense is a paper tiger. Until last week, the Vikings had played for opposing quarterbacks Caleb Williams, Michael Penix, Jake Browning, Aaron Rodgers, and Dylan Gabriel. So on paper, they looked really, really good. Then last week, they play their first, like, proven good passer, Jalen Hurts, and he toys with the Vikings. He has a 4-incompletion game. He throws for 326 yards and 3 scores. And it's one thing for Brian Flores, Vikings defensive coordinator, to scramble the brains of Dylan Gabriel and Jake Browning with exotic pre-snap looks. But Justin Herbert's seen it all, right? That's a totally different story. He is not going to be affected that way. He probably gets Joe Alt back at tackle. That's a huge plus. He's topped 38 pass attempts in 4 of the past 5 games. And if he's going to throw that much, 250 yards gets to be pretty easy for Justin Herbert. And I like him over that number tonight. And I already told you earlier, I like Quentin Johnson as part of that passing attack as well.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, I think a lot of people have it in their minds that the Vikings have a top-notch defense. Did not look great over the weekend with the deep ball, and they'll be tested again tonight. Charch, appreciate your time. At Paul Charchian over on X. Make sure you check out Guillotine Leagues. Enjoy the game tonight and the rest of the week, all right?
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good stuff with Paul Charchian, as usual. Let's get a book report. NFL, college football. What do the books need? Where's the sharp money going? We'll find out from our buddy Chuck Esposito coming up next. Yo, Sammy P, you got bet sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.